Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Your word I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, verses 10 through 12. Welcome to our study of the most encouraging verses of Scripture. As the psalmist noted, there is great value in having the Word of God in our heart and in our mind. One of those values is that it is an encouragement to us to live the Christian life and be faithful each and every day. You know, as we think about passages that encourage, that uplift us, I believe the passage found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, is an extreme encouragement. The Bible says, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth." What's encouraging about God and His nature? God doesn't want anybody to perish and be lost eternally. 2 Peter 3, verse 9 says, "God's not slow concerning His promises, as some count slowness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God so loved the world that He sent His Son into it to save them." John 3:16. Jesus can be Savior of all who will take part in His death. Hebrews 2, verse 9, He tasted death for every man. And so when we think about the nature of God and how this encourages us from Scripture, knowing that God doesn't want anybody to go to hell, but everybody to be saved, is something that ought to encourage us. You know, there's a belief among men in the religious world that God has chosen some people to be saved and some people to be lost. Friend, that's just not true. God gives everybody a free will to choose for themselves whom they will serve. Joshua 24, verse 15, and God wants us all to choose to obey Him and to go to heaven. Have you made that choice? Have you made the choice to obey God and become a Christian? You can do that by hearing the Word of God. Romans 10:17, by believing in Jesus, John chapter 3 and verse 16, by repenting of the things in your life that are not right, Acts 3 and verse 19, by confessing the name of Jesus before men, Matthew 10 verse 32 and 33, and by being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, Romans chapter 6 verses 1 through 4. Friend, if you've not yet realized why it's an encouragement to be a child of God, we want you to do that today.
This is the gospel of Christ.